B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with Demainey, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. It is a special day, a very special day, because we have an in-studio celebrity guest.
Yeah, that rarely happens.
Yeah.
Was your phone talking?
Yeah, my phone Siri just went off.
Congratulations. Let's welcome Roy's phone Siri to the show this morning. Lauren, from one beauty pageant person to another, welcome Chesley Chris to the studio,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, Miss USA.
Beauty pageant person to another. That's so cute. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Listen, whenever we talk about Miss USA, Lauren breaks it down for us. Like, you know, whenever there's a Miss USA competition, she talks about everything.
It's a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. But these two don't even know the difference between Miss America and Miss USA, so I very often have to break it down for them that way, too.
Yeah, most people don't.
Yeah.
All right, so my first question is, being Miss USA, are you automatically then in the Miss Universe contest?
Yes, I'm the representative for the U.S. Oh, Miss Universe.
Awesome.
Oh, you guys are here in Charlotte.
Sweet. Thank you.
When does that go down?
It'll be at the end of this year, we're thinking. So last year's was in December 2018. It's usually every year around the same time.
Okay. And you also, if I'm right, qualify for the final rounds of The Voice. Is that true?
I am sparing you guys by not singing, I promise you.
Chesley, I wanted to see the Mikimoto crown. I was like, she's going to come in with a crown on.
Oh,
where's
really?
The crown?
We've got it here with us.
I want to
see just don't wear it. But
my God.
Yeah, Lauren would totally wear it all the time.
Probably would, quite honestly.
It's interesting because, like, there's not a new crown that's made every year. Mm-hmm. So this is the same crown that, like, Shandy Fennessy and Susie Castillo were crowned in back in 2003 and 2004. So,
you literally pass it around?
You literally pass the same crown around.
Is this the Steve Harvey crown?
It was Miss Universe. But
I can't remember if it was back at that point. Was it back at that point? Because the Mikimoto crown, when I competed at Miss USA in 2008, the Mikimoto crown, that was the last year they had it. Then it went away, and then it came back again. Right. And I think every pageant fan in America was so excited about the crown.
You told us to pull you back in.
I know, I'm sorry. I said,
in.
I'm going to go pageant around you, pull me back in when I do.
We're talking about the Mikimoto. It looks like feathers almost. It's got like real pearls and real diamonds on it. And so, again, it's very, very delicate. So I don't wear it very often. I wore it when I was crowned, and then I wore it for like two events during my homecoming. And those are the only times I've actually worn the crown. So,
I usually
have a sash here, too.
I would lose the dang thing if you have to keep passing it around. Could you imagine if I had control over
I'd be
that?
Trading it for gas.
It's pearls too.
I need $50 from gas. Can you want to take this thing? Well, we are so proud of you, Chesley. What do you know the history? I mean, how many Miss North Carolina's won Miss USA?
I'm the third.
You're the third.
Yes.
Awesome.
So Kristen Dalton won in 2009, 10 years ago, which is really cool. And then Chelsea Cooley, who is also from Charlotte, I believe she went to Independence High School, won in 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool. I remember volunteering for my law firm. It's like Service Jurist Day, like, of course, because lawyers have to have a special name for volunteer days. And we went to Independence High School to volunteer, and I remember walking into their cafeteria, and they had this huge poster up of a picture of Chelsea Cooley, because I believe she went to Independence High School.
Yeah.
Really
cool.
So cool. And you are, you're an attorney, which is incredible.
Yes.
And you went to USC, is that right?
Yes, I went to South Carolina. And it makes me so happy every time everybody says that you went to USC, because, like, people usually call it like the University of South Carolina, and they're like, USC is in California. But yes, I went to USC.
And Chesley isn't a practicing attorney, and like Minnie said, but you also, one of your clients is Miss America.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Which confuses a lot of people. They're like, does that usually happen? I'm like, no, I don't think so. So Nia is a good friend of mine. She competed in the pageant when I was giving up my title, a local title here in Charlotte. And that's when we met. She went to the North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem when I was at Wake Forest. And so, we had a friendship. And then when she won Miss America, she was like, I need somebody to help me with all these contracts. Will you help me? And I was like, yeah.
That's cool, because this is the very first time ever Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA are beautiful women of color. So this
is great.
Right now. This is really a cool moment.
Yeah. So when you go that night to the competition, there's 50 other women. Roy, 50 states, 50 women.
That makes sense.
You're one of 50. Personally, how do you feel walking in there? Do you get an idea that, like, it's your night? Do you have a feeling like that? Because it's not like a sport where you're like, my stroke was on in basketball, right, or a tennis player. Serena's like, I was serving better than anybody in the tournament, so I knew going in. For a competition like this, a beauty competition, to win Miss USA, did you have something that made you think, like, this is my night?
No, I really just wanted to make top 15. Because you're right, I mean, there were 51 contestants, 50 states in the District of Columbia.
And I got think it wrong,
interesting.
51.
Oh, close, close. But I think, you know, I think the difference between, you know, competing at Miss USA and, you know, competing in athletic competition is, like, you know, in a competition like that, like, everybody knows, like, what Serena's swing looked like. Yeah. Everybody knows, like, how the competition went in, like, the Final Four before she got to, like, finals.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Or, you know, in basketball or something like that. So the difference is at Miss USA, like, you didn't see everybody's interview. You know, nobody saw that. You have a private interview for 8 minutes, each contestant, and you have no idea what went on. And that's a huge part of the competition. So I went in thinking, like, you know, if I can make top 15, I thought I blew my interview. So if I can make top 15, I'll be okay.
What happens in an interview that you think you blew it?
So the judges asked me a question, and I just thought I gave a really terrible answer that would, like, was borderline offensive. And so,
offensive gets likes on Insta and Twitter. So
but I just didn't think it was very good. And so, like, I remember the judges, like, you have two panels, you know, one panel for 4 minutes, another panel for 4 minutes, and in my second panel, they asked me how important it was to be authentic. And you know, I said, you know, it's very important to be authentic. And I was thinking about law school when I would volunteer for a bunch of organizations because they just sounded good rather than, like, volunteering for something I was passionate about. So I was thinking about that when I was answering, but I just didn't actually tell them that. And so I was like, yeah, you know, it's really important to be authentic because, you know, if you volunteer for something that doesn't actually mean something to you, you're not going to care when you go to appearances. You're not going to care about, you know, the people that you meet. But if you do care and you're passionate about something, you're actually going to be very engaging, and you're going to be able to speak to people on a different level. And so I walked out of the interview. I was like, oh my God, I just told them I'm not going to care when I go to appearances. Like, how do you do that? So I just stressed about it so much, and I just really worried about it. And so I was like, if I could just make top 15, I'll be okay.
Well, listen, can you hang out with us for a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. Miss USA, Chesley Crist in the studio. She's from North Carolina, Charlotte. And we are going to talk a little bit about, I figured since graduations are happening, maybe you could give the graduates, the class of 2019, some advice.
Of course, I would love to.
And then we're going to have fun and play What's Your Favorite Game Show on TV?
What's my favorite game show? Mm-hmm. What's the one that Steve Harvey's on now?
Yes, Family Feud. We're going to play the Family Feud with you.
Let's
it's going to be
it.
The Beauties versus the Beasts. Loren and Chesley versus Roy and I. We're going to do that coming up. More with Chesley Crist, Miss USA, right here on the Amy Ryan Loren Show. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Dan and Shay, Speechless. Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. We still have the one and only Chesley Crist, and it's Miss USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I always get the two confused.
Between Miss America and Miss USA?
Yeah. But we're so happy that you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's cool because Loren is such the pageant girl, being Miss Pennsylvania.
Well, it's even cooler because this year, Miss America and Miss USA are both originally from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really cool.
Oh, yeah. So it's cool. Like, yeah, I understand getting them confused.
Yeah.
Like big crowns here in Charlotte.
I wanted to ask you because Loren's been kind of outspoken about it, and I know Miss USA has opinions on things too. Loren's also a dancer. She was a former honeybee and Miami Dolphins dancer. And, you know, there's the controversy going around about how, you know, women are just being used in pageants and in dancing and stuff. But you guys, I don't think everybody realizes the positivity that comes out of that side of it as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think it's a huge issue, and I think that's something that it's a goal of mine to change this year.
Oh, good.
Because I think there are so many women who are incredibly accomplished who competed at Miss USA with me. And what Miss USA did is it gave us all a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because before they announced the top 10, they literally played a video for all of us. And literally, they just said, whatever you want to talk about, whatever is most important to you, that's what you're going to say. And very few people get that opportunity to be on national television mm-hmm. and talk about anything they want to talk about. So so for me, it's important that people know that the women who compete have depth. And that we are using this opportunity to spread a message that's important to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I do. I think that's like the biggest misconception when people, you know, see a pageant girl, they think, oh, they're just a pretty face. And mm-hmm. I think Chesley is like the epitome of what Miss USA should be because she's smart. She's beautiful. She has it all going for her. And she's not afraid to get in front of a group of people and speak her mind and say what she feels.
Thank you. I wish I could start my day like this every day.
Come in. We'll make it happen.
Cheers. And every time you talk, I get drawn in. Like, no. I listen to every word. And you know, with the graduation happening, I mean, everyone's doing the commencement ceremonies. We've been doing this all week of us doing our own goofy ones.
Oh, really?
You know, because every one of the speeches has that, every cloud has a silver lining.
Cliches.
Yeah, the cliche.
Unless you're Oprah, and then Oprah does like a really good one.
Yeah. Oprah says you can do something, you know that you can do it.
Yeah. Like, okay, Oprah. This year, she was just like trying to sell her book or something.
Yeah, she gave her books away.
Everybody got a copy of her book.
Okay, but no, it's the end of the year. There's graduations happening everywhere. Is there any words of advice from you to the graduates of 2019?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to sound cheesy, but my advice is to dream big. Because I would not have gotten to the places that I've gotten without actually dreaming about it and knowing that I could be there. So when I competed at Miss North Carolina USA, I had to actually believe that I was Miss North Carolina USA. So I walked in there and believed that this was my welcome party and that my mom was going to be out in the audience cheering for me after I won.
Wow.
And so if you do not believe that you can actually do something, if you don't visualize it, if you don't think about the moment that it's going to happen, it's not going to happen for you. So what's most important after you graduate and as you move on to your next step is that you dream big.
Love that.
Well, Charlotte's very own Miss USA, Chesley Crist, give us one of those very common sayings so that all the class of 2019 can go, you know, like...
Like the cliche line.
The cliche line.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Good luck.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. It's great.
But it's true. It's funny. I mean, you go through moments in life and then you realize that all of those cliches are actually very true sometimes.
Yeah.
And that, like, you know, people may say things to you over and over, but it's not until you actually get there that it's like, oh, wow, this is actually, you were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
you know, being an attorney, your line can be case closed. Court adjourned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Conversation.
A t-shirt that says that.
Court adjourned. Your poor boyfriend. He can't get a word in probably when it comes to arguing.
No.
You have him every angle.
And
yes.
You have like evidence.
It was so funny. Like so at the actual competition, there was a moment where like they asked the question. And I remember talking to my mom. She was like, just take a moment, you know, gather your thoughts and then answer. Don't just like, you know, talk off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember they asked the question. I paused for a second. And he said that when he was sitting in the audience, he knew that I had it because he was like, oh, I've seen this face before.
Yeah. Attorney.
Uh-huh. Here comes the attorney. Indeed you have.
That's awesome.
Listen, if you can stick around just for a couple more minutes, we're gonna play Sia Chandelier, and then when we come back, let's play Family Feud.
Perfect. Sounds
okay.
Good.
We're gonna play the beauties versus the beasts.
Let's go.
Don't go anywhere. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Main Roy of the Rain Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
$100 cash, 5 seconds to cash. Your next chance to win at noon with Cameron. But now it is time to play the Family Feud. It's one of your favorite games, right, Chesley?
Yes, yeah. It's one of the favorite ones I like to watch.
Okay, cool. So let's do Lorraine and Chesley against Manny and I, the beauties versus the bees.
All right.
we have to yell out your, like, we'll yell out beasts. When we want to answer, you yell out beauties.
And for the record, for those of you that might be just jumping in the car, Chelsea Christ, Miss USA from Charlotte, an attorney. Actually from the Fort Mill area. That's where you went to high school.
Yeah, I graduated from Fort Mill High School, but grew up in Charlotte.
You've been all over Charlotte.
Yeah. Good for you.
Well, we couldn't be prouder. And if you missed any of our conversation, you can go listen to it up at the Kiss 95.1 app. We have our podcast there. But we're ready to play.
Okay. Let's play a feud.
Come on, Steve Harvey. Right.
Yeah. Here we go. Name something that moves very slowly.
Beauties. Oh,
what'd you yell, Roy?
I yelled Roy. Beauties.
A snail.
Okay.
Is it on the board?
Is that number one? If it's number one, they don't get to answer. But if it's not number one, they get to answer.
It's on the board, not number one.
Okay, beast.
Okay.
Turtle.
Okay. So the closest to one is beauties.
Yeah. Oh, right. Beauties. We're not the beauties.
Yeah. Snails. Wait, what'd you say? You said snail.
Yeah.
That was two. And turtles was four.
What's all right. Number one?
Sloth.
Elderly people.
Oh, my God. I'm serious. All right. Man. Beauties on the board.
Okay. One to nothing. Name something that makes a lot of noise.
Beauties.
I heard beasts.
Jet airplane.
Well, it does make a lot of noise.
Okay.
Shh. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
All right. Nope. Nothing.
Really?
Not on the board. Not on the board.
Not surprised. Oh, you guys are such aviation nerds.
What do you say, Jay?
A megaphone.
What'd you say?
Megaphone.
A megaphone?
No. Okay. Beauties.
Okay.
Children.
Kinda, yeah, that's on the board.
Wait, what is it? Why is it kind of?
Because it's crying babies.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, right. That's it. Yeah.
You've been in my house, you'll know.
I was going to say a concert.
Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah! Yay! Beast.
All right. 1-1 Name something a parent might disapprove of.
Beauties. Being out late.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good.
Leslie, alien.
And my mom's here, so.
It's more specific. Like, what do you do when you're
missing curfew?
Like, so, lying?
Oh, well, come on. That's a stretch.
No.
Dang it.
Give me the question again.
Name something a parent might disapprove of.
Manny.
Beauties.
Beast.
Drinking underage.
That's number one. Okay.
I may or may not have gotten in trouble for that, Chesley.
Yeah. You're reaching into your past there.
All right.
2-1.
I got one, and I know they got it.
All right, listen. If you guys don't tie it and we get it right, it's over.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay. Name something you think of in Spain.
Beauties. Barcelona.
Okay, that's on the list.
I don't even get the question.
Wait, what you think of when you're in Spain?
Yes.
Okay, beasts, wine.
No. So
no. We got it.
You got it.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the number one answer?
Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. That's a weird
family. Is bullfighting on there?
Yeah.
Yes.
The rain on the plains?
No.
They fall mainly in Spain. Okay. It's 2-2.
All right, last one.
Okay. Name something that goes up and down.
Beast. Airplane.
Why are you going back to airplanes?
That airplane is on the list, but it's not number one.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. Elevator.
Airplane was above it.
Yeah!
Yeah. I would like to know who's being surveyed.
By the way, I really thought elevator was going to win it.
Me too. I thought elevator would be number one.
Yeah, the elevator was great. Yeah.
Airplane was number two. Elevator was number four.
Ah, what was three?
Thermometer.
Well, hey, does go up and down.
We're very creative.
Well, we're sorry.
All right.
We're sorry to invite a guest to the studio and then beat her in a game.
You're beating me off now.
Congratulations.
I deserve dessert or cookies.
Well, listen, it's been an honor to have you here. Anytime you need to come by and you want to drop in and say hi, play Can't Beat Lorraine, the pop culture game.
Perfect.
My boyfriend is so jealous that you're here. He was like fanboying, fanboying when we met you at the Cam Newton thing.
Oh, really? I'll have to sign a little card, get some cars. Yeah, I'll have to
sign one.
Yeah, yeah, I would love that.
All right, Chesley Chris, Miss USA, congratulations. Hey, let's definitely catch up before Miss Universe.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah. We'll have to do like a send-off or something here.
Yeah, we'll do some practice questions.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
Right, Lorraine, you can write some. Lorraine, coach, I mean, you coach the pageant.
I used to coach. I don't have a lot of free time anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, just in like practice on stage question, it'll be perfect.
Yeah, one time heard Lorraine on a coaching call, and I heard about 13 no's. Like, no, that's not going to work. No.
They were sending me like pictures of wardrobe, and I was like, no. No.
I always appreciate that. One of my coaches I worked with in North Carolina, I always went to her because I remember the first time I tried on a dress and she saw it and she was like, absolutely not.
Well, listen, Chesley Chris, Miss USA, thank you so much for coming by. Mom, thanks for bringing her by. Congratulations. You must be very proud. As we all are. And we all, seriously, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making North Carolina and Charlotte look good.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, there she is. Chesley Christ, everybody.
Yay.
Beanie Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.